Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Let's get ready to...
Oh, no, I'd have to pay that guy money if I said it.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. It is Friday, the 28th day of July, 2023. My name is Lee Elsie. This is the USA Audio Network. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root, usually on Fridays. I get the first hour, but this Friday we get the entire three-hour program broadcasting from one coast all the way across the country to another and doing all that, making it all happen down there in Dallas, Texas, is none other than Christopher. And we wouldn't want anyone else as the official producer of the program. He is one of the best in the business. I've got a special show coming at you, Fast and Furious. We'll talk in just a couple minutes with a cardiologist who wants to actually break down the heart and give you a little information you can take with you today, just so you can look for some signs if, in fact, you're having some issues with your heart, just things you might be able to talk about with your doctor. So we will talk again to Dr. John Foley here in just a couple of minutes. Before the top of the hour, one of the most powerful attorneys in Connecticut will join me, Gordon Vidal. So we'll chat with him about the Hunter Biden saga. Coming up during the Lindell Hour, we'll talk to our friend Tony D'Angelo. And our very special guest this evening is retired Colonel John Mills. What do you guys think about somebody giving you something and then taking it back? I had that happen to me today, man. I had somebody, I guess, I'm not going to say who it is because he's a nice guy, but I had somebody give me something and ask me to do something. And, I mean, should I let you guys know all of the details of this? I like to let you in, like to let you look behind the curtain. So I had somebody ask me to do an interview. And apparently I didn't get to it fast enough. I've been busy, right? I didn't get to the interview fast enough. And it's a legit interview. It's an interview that I would want to do. But I didn't get to it fast enough. And the person who was soliciting the interview had dropped off a book at the studio. And then they were mad because the email that I got was sort of angry in tone. And they said they were coming to get the book back, and they came and took it back. So now I guess I'm not doing the interview. Anyway, what do you think of that? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I overreact to this stuff. I'm sure that I do. I would never do that. Like, I would never ask somebody or offer somebody something or say, hey, this is a great idea, then give them a piece of the puzzle to do that. And then because it wasn't done in or on their timeline, I could take it back. Anyway, all right, I'll let it go. I just wanted to throw it out there. So the Secret Service refuses to hand over the known pool of individual lists in the White House in the cocaine incident. Well, that doesn't seem fair. I want to know who potentially is on that list. The Daily Signal just released something through the Heritage Foundation Oversight Project demanded that the Secret Service turn over the list shortly after the agency announced that it had closed its investigation. How do you not know whose cocaine this is? Of course they know. Yes, they know. They just aren't going to tell you. You're not important enough. You don't mean anything. So they've decided to keep you out of the loop because it's embarrassing for someone named Hunter. It's a sad day because we all know that the FBI now is in the tank for progressives. And it seems now that the Secret Service, that thin line of defense between the public and the president, has fallen victim to that same scourge, that same pain that is afflicting this nation. By the way, RFK says the Biden administration has rejected his request for Secret Service protection during the 2024 election. If you're a legitimate candidate and you have legitimate name recognition and you get denied Secret Service access or protection, and then something happens to you, God forbid. And in particular, a Kennedy. I mean, there's a history here, guys. So maybe bend the rules or at least show that you care about human life in general. Because you know the Kennedys have been in the crosshairs of American lunatics for a long, long time. In a lengthy statement posted on Twitter, the Democrat White House hopeful invoked the assassinations of his father, Robert F. Kennedy, in 1968, and of course his uncle, you may have heard of him, John F. Kennedy. So, I mean, what are we doing? Give the guy the Secret Service protection, at least a couple guys to follow him around. All right, I'm going to be bouncing all over the place in this opening. So, I said this months ago that this was going to happen. And it hasn't happened yet, but the rumors and the talk now are beginning. And you want to have a fast track to World War III? Well, impose a no-fly zone in Ukraine. According to MSN, shortly after the start of the Russia large-scale invasion on February 24, 2022, Ukraine asked for the West for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. At that time, NATO rejected the proposal as too risky. But in mid-2023, a year and a half later, an international commitment to counter Russian missiles and drones is at least being discussed. If we throw a no-fly zone up, we might as well declare war. So Victor Davis Hanson, he's on Fox all the time. Great writer, great columnist. He's got one out. Actually popped out about 6 or 7 days ago about the Biden family caricatures. And I thought it was interesting. You know, during the 2020 campaign, at least eight women alleged that the then president candidate, Joe Biden, had improperly touched, kissed, and grabbed them. No media coverage. Yet Biden himself finally was forced to apologize for some of his behavior. Or as he said, I get it. He claimed that he would no longer improperly invade the private space of women and had meant no harm by his touching and groping and smelling, yet he continues to do it. But Biden's obnoxious conduct extends well beyond his eight accusers. Women as diverse as the former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos and Biden's own daughter-in-law, Kathleen Buell, have both alleged in their memoirs that Biden made them feel very uncomfortable through his intrusive touching and embracing. And on several occasions, Biden developed a strange tick of becoming too physical with young girls. He habitually attempts to hug them while blowing on their hair. There's a new video out of him nibbling on some child as she recoils in disgust. His own daughter, Ashley, wrote in her diary that she feared her past adolescent showers with her father had been inappropriate. His own daughter is telling the world that daddy isn't right. And yet these stories get no traction. Joe Biden, Uncle Joe, is creepy. He's perverse. He's sick. Yet like some addict, Biden cannot stop. Regardless of the eerie image he projects around the world, last week, again, the president jumped the proverbial shark by embracing that young child in the crowd on the tarmac in Helsinki, making her, again, recoil. Had any other major politician in the age of Me Too committed such unnerving acts, he'd be ostracized by his colleagues and mercilessly hammered by the media. Please, please, somebody tell me why Joe Biden gets a pass, why his corruption gets a pass, why his past gets a pass. The apparent media subtext in all of this is it's just old Joe trying to be friendly. And nobody seems to want to care about the cocaine at the White House. We're assuming it was Hunter's. Maybe it was Joe's. Trump had said that in a recent interview. Who knows? Maybe that's what Joe uses to prop himself up before giving these big-time speeches. And somewhere along the line during these speeches, he usually crashes and burns. Isn't that a common trait of taking cocaine? Just throwing it out there. I know that's far-fetched. I get it. We all know that the cocaine is Hunter Biden's. Come on. A frequent guest living in the White House, essentially. Hunter has forgotten his crack pipe in a rental car. He abandoned his laptop that contained evidence of his own felonious behavior. There is a mountain of evidence that is, pardon the pun, mounting against the Biden family of corruption. They feed narratives of heartlessness about disowning a granddaughter born out of wedlock, and it all sums up with a complete senility of the commander-in-chief. As a result, we have a caricature of a first family running the show in Washington. My name is Lee Elsie. We're just getting going. Big night in store for you right here on the USA Audio Network.
This is Wayne Allen Root, and I am a man of solutions. And I've got the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no COVIDium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 Americans American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. For a limited time, the annual membership is $1. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
You've been working hard.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. I'm going to bring on a special guest to do a sort of a public service. He's a regular on my show. He's a cardiologist, and he's agreed to come on this afternoon to talk about heart issues and how to recognize serious stuff going on with your heart. He's cardiologist Dr. John Foley. So, Doc, I'm just going to throw it to you, let you take it away, and drive this bus wherever you want to go.
So I thought I'd take a minute or two just to kind of set up the anatomy of the heart. In truth, I use the analogy that the heart is a house. So if you can picture a house and what a house has, so it has walls, so it has structure. It has plumbing, which is the blood, and the different arteries and veins. It has doorways, which are valves. And like a house, sometimes things don't always work the way they should work. And so the first thing that you have to do in cardiology is to determine that there is a problem. What are the symptoms? The symptoms usually point to you in the direction. Is it a plumbing issue? Is it an electrical issue? Is it a structural issue? From there, you try to fix it. Sometimes it's with medication. Other times you need a cardiac surgeon to actually repair things. When you look at the heart, there are four chambers, so like in a house, those would be rooms, and the blood returns to the heart on the right side of the heart, and it then goes pumps. When the heart is pumping, the blood goes into the lungs, picks up more oxygen and nutrients, and goes back to the left side of the heart. And when the heart pumps on the left side, that blood gets pumped out to your body. So, you know, it really is like a sump pump in your basement. Water comes in on the right side of the heart, is pumped out into the lung, returns to the left side of the heart, pumped out to the body. Valves or doorways open and close, keeping the blood going in one direction and not allowing it to leak back. So if you have valve disease, you can start with that. The aortic valve is the valve or the doorway separating the left side of the heart from the body. So that valve should open up nice and wide so that when the heart squeezes, plenty of blood goes out to your body. If that valve is sticky, it's like a door that doesn't open. When the heart squeezes, some blood can get out, but a lot of it is prevented because instead of having a nice wide opening, the door is partially shut. And the more shut it goes, the more backup of blood to the lungs and more shortness of breath you see. So aortic stenosis or mitral stenosis, anything with stenosis is a sticky valve. And regurgitation is when those valves close, instead of preventing all the blood from not leaking back, that blood leaks back. And that's called regurgitation. So any of the valves in the heart, there are four of them. You have the aortic and the pulmonic valve, the mitral and the tricuspid valve. And those doorways swing open and close based on the cycle of the heart. When the heart is squeezing, valves are opening and other valves are closing.
I don't understand what you mean by backup. Can you explain that to me? I'm envisioning blood backing up in somebody's system. Is that what's going on?
No, because when the upper chambers squeeze, that's the first, that's the lub, you know, the lub dub. When the upper chambers squeeze, the blood is forced into the lower chambers, the right and the left lower chambers. When that's done, the lower chambers start, that's the dub, right? When those lower chambers squeeze, the valves that are open that allow the blood to fill that chamber close, and the other valves open so that the blood can leave the heart. On the right side, it goes to the lungs. On the left side, it goes back out to your body to continue the cycle. As that's happening, blood is still returning to the area that has just pumped. So it's sort of like a line where, you know, at Disney where, you know, they allow a certain number of people on the ride.
Okay, I got you now. All right.
Right?
Yep.
And then more people fill in.
Okay.
And that's how it happens.
It's not like a spot where it's backing up into, which I would assume.
No.
Okay, gotcha.
If the valves aren't opening or they're leaking, then blood is going in the wrong direction. And what happens is there is a backup of blood there. And depending upon where it is, if it's on the right side of the heart and you have problems, then you see swelling in the feet because the blood backs up to the last place it was. If you have left-sided heart failure, then it backs up into the lungs because that's the last place the blood came from. And you have shortness of breath and you can't breathe. If it gets really bad, then it backs up then from the lungs to the right side of the heart. And then you can start to see swelling in the feet. So that's how you sort of look at the symptoms and the signs and to try to determine which part of the heart is not working the way it should. You have all the electrical things, so things like atrial fibrillation or some of the sudden cardiac death. The arrhythmias are the electrical problems, and there's a specialty within cardiology called electrophysiology that handles really a lot of the more complex rhythm problems. When the electricity is just a little bit messed up in your house, sometimes a general contractor or a contractor can fix them, but when they become severe enough, you want an electrician. Just like when you have plumbing problems in the heart, you have backup of fluid and those sorts of things. Sometimes general cardiologists can treat those things, but sometimes you need to go to a specialized interventional cardiologist or even a cardiac surgeon to handle the plumbing.
All right, Doc, let me jump in. We'll get back to this. I do have to take a quick break. We'll come back even more. We'll learn more about the heart. Dr. John Foley is with us, breaking it down, trying to keep you healthy right here on the USA Audio.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
War now!
USA News Update. The heat is on for the Midwest and Northeast this weekend. The rising temperatures are putting city in emergency footing and ramping up pressure on the power grid. Around 150 million Americans, around 150 million people are in for extreme heat today from California to New York. Attorneys in a high-profile murder case are asking a judge to dismiss an indictment.
Lawyers for the suspect accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students are trying to get their client's indictment dismissed. In a court filing this week, Brian Koberger's attorney made the request on the grounds that the grand jury was misled as to the standard of proof required for an indictment. His team also said that they plan to introduce evidence showing he had an alibi on the night of the killings.
Lance Pry with that story. Tim Berg, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. USA Audio Network. We continue our conversation with Dr. John Foley, digging into the muscles of the heart, Doc. So just pick up where you left off and continue to talk about sort of the anatomy of what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the muscle, so when the heart muscles on the ventricles, which is what we measure the output, right? So when those muscles squeeze, they pump a certain amount of blood out to the body. Right. And we measure that in percentages, right? So when the left side of the heart squeezes, it will pump out anywhere from 55 or 60% to 70, 75%. So if the heart is pumping so aggressively that you have like what we call an ejection fraction, right? The percentage of blood pumped with every beat. If you're at 85 or 90%, that's bad. That's like the heart's almost just collapsing when it squeezes. But when you get less than 50 to 50 to 40 to 30 to 20, that's our weak heart muscle. Mm. And when that muscle is, and that's called cardiomyopathy. And that leads to heart failure. Why? Because the heart is failing. It's not pumping. So instead of every time when the heart beats, 60% gets pumped out, perhaps 30%, so half the normal volume. Right. Well, where does the rest of the blood go? It backs up into the lungs, and you become short of breath. And it backs out into the right side of the heart, into the body, and you start having swelling. So congestive heart failure or heart failure or cardiomyopathy is part of that, is all when the heart is weak, it's not pumping well, and you have to start to look for, is it a valve problem that caused that? Is it an electrical problem that caused that? Does the person have blockages in their arteries, so it's coronary artery disease? So when people come in with a diagnosis of heart failure for the first time, we frequently do, well, we do echocardiograms on all these people, and ultrasounds, echoes, will tell us and look at the heart really from a outside perspective and look and say, all right, that's how big the heart is. This is what's pumping. These are the doorways. Things are working. So it's a great diagnostic tool to point us in the right direction. Then we get EKGs, which are a snapshot of the electrical activity. And then sometimes we'll do a stress test to see could there be blockages. And in many cases, we'll actually do cardiac catheterization, which is an invasive test where we put catheters up into the heart and we look at the arteries. Are there blockages? Because if there are blockages that feed the heart muscle with blood, then the muscle begins to get weak and suffer. And if you come along and you can open those arteries, you can take someone whose heart function was weak, and if you catch it in time, they can have a normalization or an improvement in that squeezing function. So we're always looking for causes. So if somebody comes in and, you know, you have to sort of say, well, look, if you walked into a house and there's water on the floor, you don't call an electrician. I mean, that's not the first thing you do.
Right.
You call a plumber, right?
Yep.
Or somebody who's going to look at the roof.
Sure.
So when you first go to a doctor or you first go to a general cardiologist, the goal is to take a complete history, do a physical, do some basic testing, and then to decide, hey, yeah, it is water, it's on the floor, and it's because the roof is leaking.
Right.
And then fix the roof. So that's sort of the problem. So the muscle itself can have problems. We talked about when a heart attack happens, the muscle dies, which leads to a weakened squeeze of the heart because that piece of muscle that's dead is not squeezing. It can be inflamed, myocarditis, which is an inflammation of the muscle. Pericarditis, inflammation of the pericardium, which is a lining around the heart. And when we talked about the COVID vaccines and some of the post-COVID stuff, and people were talking about myocarditis and pericarditis and things like that, that's what they were talking about, which is itis is inflammation. So pericardium is the lining, sort of like the heart's a balloon. And the actual material of the balloon is the pericardium. It surrounds the muscle, which is on the inside. If that gets inflamed, it causes a lot of pain. If the muscle is inflamed, it can cause a lot of pain, and it can cause muscle dysfunction. So anytime, again, that the heart is not squeezing to its maximum, you're going to have shortness of breath, chest pain, swelling in the leg.
Doc, and this is that was a great explanation, by the way. What are some of the things that people can do in their everyday life to avoid some of these things? I mean, I would assume some are genetic, right? I mean, you're just predisposed to be a certain way. But aside from eating healthier, exercising, those kinds of things, which seem like common sense, are there things that people should be trying to do to protect their heart?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I think you ticked off the big ones. So don't smoke. Do exercise, aerobic exercise. There's a focus more now on, it used to be just aerobic activity, three times a week, 140 hours or whatever. Not 140 hours, 140 minutes. But now you're seeing, really a push in terms of light training as well. So,
what was that? Because you broke up. You broke up for a second. What kind of training?
Light weight training, resistance training.
Yep.
Thrown to aerobic, so it's a combination now. So the exercise and the diet are important. If you have strong family history, you want to also make sure that if you start to have any symptoms at all, that you take it seriously. So if your feelings, skipping in the heart, an erratic heartbeat that comes, be checked out for that, and make sure. Control of hypertension, critically important. Prevention and then treatment for diabetes, really important. If you're snoring, or if your spouse is snoring,
right.
Make sure they get worked up for sleep apnea. Because that can cause problems with hypertension, but it also can cause cardiac issues and problems and arrhythmias. So you want to make sure, and as you get older, you want to make sure that the activities that you're doing are appropriate and safe and that you're paying attention to your body. I mean, the problem is with getting older is eventually things start breaking down. These aren't parts that were meant to last forever. So we got to treat them with respect, but also to understand that, the things we did when we were 20 are not the things I'm doing now when I'm 60. So there's an appropriate sort of activity level and pay attention. Like, you're the expert of you. And if you're concerned about something, push it. And if you're not getting listened to, find someone else who will listen to you. And again, I say this all the time. I know it's a broken record, but no one should care more about your health than you do. And if you're getting somebody who's not listening or you're not connecting, you need to find someone who you can connect with.
What's the most common thing that you see that ends up sending people down the bad path? Is it plumbing? Is it the electrical? Or is it the structural stuff of the heart?
That's a great question, because you can come up with, the way I use the analogy of the house and the different structures is that when you look at them, you can sort of figure out that they all have the same types of processes that affect them negatively. So, valves and doorways are still structural. So you can have the same sorts of problems. I would say that plumbing from the coronary perspective, so when you talk about somebody has blockages and they've had a heart attack and right. They have had a stent to restore flow and all that, bad coronary artery disease can be something that really shortens people's lives and decreases the quality of their life. When it gets to a point for anything where the heart muscle starts getting weak,
yeah.
You really have to sort of take that seriously. Alcohol is a heart muscle depressant. So over time, if you're drinking regularly and a moderate to large amount,
right.
The alcohol itself can poison the heart muscle and weaken it, even in the absence of any other valve problems or anything else in the heart. So drugs, cocaine, those things can really cause muscle weakness. And, when your heart muscle gets to 20%, you can figure out why you'd be tired all the time and have swelling and be short of breath and really severely affected. And, the good news is that for every single ailment pretty much in the heart, no matter what system is wrong, more and more has been learned, and there are options for you whether for heart failure, you know, that weak heart muscle, you know, there are various medications now which are new and are doing great. There are those artificial pumps, the LVADs, left ventricular assist devices. There's, you know, all sorts of different things from, you know, the easiest thing like a medicine to, you know, procedures like an artificial heart. I mean, and everything in between. So, you know, pay attention and get to a doctor, figure out, ask why, what are my options? The options are usually medical or surgical or procedural, and figure out which one of those three is best for you.
All right, his name is Dr. John Foley. Doc, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate you carving out some time for us, taking a look at the heart, and I hope some folks out there got some information that they might not have been able to get someplace else. All right, I have got to take a quick break. Before I do that, don't forget Nichols.edu. If you are looking for a place to land for a college degree or a secondary degree, maybe you've already got your degree and you want to go back and get your master's, maybe in business or something like that. They actually have a master's now in anti-terrorism up at Nichols. Go online, nichols.edu, and take a little tour of not only the campus virtually, but go up there and drive up there. It's right up there in Massachusetts. Dudley, Mass, to be exact, and take a walk around the campus. I got to take a quick break. I'll come right back. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Don't move. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Steffen, who else is going to say it if I don't? Right? Yeah, let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner.
The longest running radio morning magazine is on usapodcasting.com. Subscribe to the Good Day download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, My Pillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back, USA Audio Network. I'm Lee Elsie. Special guest here with me in the studio right now. He is a famous attorney here in Connecticut, Gordon Vidal. He always is ahead of the curve on just about everything we get into. So sometimes we chat about law, sometimes we chat about conspiracies. What do you want to talk about today?
So let's talk about Hunter Biden.
All right.
Because, you know, I was working all day yesterday. I didn't catch a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I've done hundreds of plea agreements, and I've never seen anything like this.
Okay.
And it was, I was very happy. So what's interesting to me is we were all hoping this deal fell apart because we all knew there was something else going on, especially given the last 3 weeks of all the information has come out.
Right.
So in my estimation, here's what happened.
Okay.
You had the prosecution and the defense, they had a deal, and that deal was worked out. It was locked tight. He was going to be, he's free as a bird, and he wasn't going to be prosecuted for anything going forward. Unfortunately, all this stuff came out in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and it was impossible for the feds or the prosecution to look the other way.
Right.
Now, I don't know how anybody justifies the lawyers from the defense, Hunter's lawyers, calling in and telling them to get rid of this evidence. So somebody from Hunter Biden's lawyer's office called the clerk and said, we didn't mean to put that in. The FBI whistleblowers, take that out of the filing. Now, very quickly...
Can they do that?
No! Okay. Somebody should go to jail for that.
Right, okay.
Right? I mean, this is gangster stuff, right? And so that's now the story. The cover-up is becoming the story very quickly.
Right.
So in my estimation, they had a deal, but once it got challenged by the judge, I mean, it would have gone through unless the judge asked those questions,
right,
which she's required to do to make sure that Hunter Biden understood what he was getting into.
Right.
They had no choice but to say, yeah, he's under investigation for other stuff. And
right. And
then the whole foreign agent, the FARA stuff, I mean, it's clear. I mean, remember what they put Manafort in jail for his FARA violations? The guy didn't do anything.
Right, 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 right.
I mean, if the scale of 1 to 10, he was a 1,
yeah.
This is a 10.
Yeah.
So What I find interesting is you'll find people on the left. How do you justify all of this? How do you spin this in a way that makes it even colorable to the average person? So what they're going to say is, well, those people, those bad conservatives are going to tell you this is really bad, and they're going to ignore the calling in and lying.
Right.
But they're going to tell you that the judge was just doing her job by making sure the defendant knew what they were doing. And clearly, there was some confusion going on, so she did the right thing. That's the way they're going to spin it.
Right.
They're going to leave out the fact that there was gangland-style antics with lawyers calling in and pretending they're somebody else to get rid of. So if I did that, I would go to jail.
So specifically, what did they say to get rid of?
From what I understand, and I haven't had the chance to really dig into this, but it was the FBI whistleblower testimony that came out last week.
Okay.
Which is damaging beyond belief.
But isn't that, as far as this plea agreement, isn't that like after the party is over? I mean, that seems like that's coming in late. Or is that something you can add that
Well, that's
late?
The point. So with federal sentencing, they do all this stuff, and then there's a sentencing, right? So this one, the deal was a people can say it's not a sweetheart deal. It's ridiculous.
Right, right.
They ignored all the good stuff and gave him some slaps on the wrist. This is no joke. So there was an amicus brief filed by the Ways and Means, and that's what this information came through.
Right.
So an amicus brief is when a third party intervenes, and it happens all the time with civil litigation, when somebody has an interest, but they're not a party. So they, I think it's Chairman Smith, did this amicus brief, and his attorneys filed this stuff, and they very quickly found out that somebody tried to withdraw it, pretending they were them. And that's what happened. So that's what caused, I mean, the judge had no choice. I mean, the judge, how do you even deal with that? I mean, there's supposed to be some honor amongst the thievery of attorneys, right? There is none.
Right.
And, you know, if you're going to do it, call from a burner phone. Don't call from the law office. I mean, it's a comedy of errors.
So what happens now?
Then they took the strange position of, well, if we don't have immunity to everything, we'll rip it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back.
Yeah,
so
please.
Now they have set trial dates and everything else. So they're never going to let that happen because now that we know the evidence available,
this opens everything up.
This opens everything up.
Right. So he's going to have to plead to something.
He's going to. And listen, I feel so badly for this guy. I mean, he's a piece of crap.
Hunter, you talking about?
Because he's an idiot, right? Here's why I feel bad.
Yeah.
He did what he was supposed to. Papa Joe was done with politics, and he was said, go forth, use my name, and make money.
Right.
He did that really, really well.
Right.
And then they dragged him back in. They dragged the bag of bones in to run.
Right.
And now it all comes out. They were scot-free if they didn't make him run again. They were scot-free.
Right, right, right.
So I feel bad. Now he has to pay for the sins of his dad and the entire Democratic Party. And it's not going to end there because the cover-up is becoming much worse.
His name is Gordon Vidal, famed attorney here in Connecticut, picking his brain on the Hunter Biden fiasco. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. We'll talk very, very soon. All right, we got to run. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network. We'll be joined by Lindell TV next.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.